Have you ever gazed up into the nighttime sky and wondered, are we alone in the universe? Is there life out there? Why are we here? What is my place in the universe? Is there a creator who is actively involved with his creation? Have you ever asked the ultimate question for every human being? Does God exist? If you've ever asked these questions, then today's program is for you. These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
The discovery was stunning. For 10 days, astronomers had carefully trained the Hubble Space Telescope on a tiny patch of sky that appeared no larger than a grain of sand held at arm's length. Focusing on a spot near the Big Dipper where the view wouldn't be obstructed by nearby planets or stars, the scientists used the giant orbiting telescope's instruments to methodically gather 342 exposures, averaging 15 to 40 minutes long. They patiently recorded minuscule points of light 4 billion times fainter than detectable with the human eye. They had hoped to find answers to fundamental questions about the universe. How vast is it? How far might we be able to see in our search for galaxies billions of light years from our own? Could they find clues to the origin of the universe and our own Milky Way galaxy? The astronomers were awestruck when the hundreds of images were combined and the fruits of their labors were revealed. Before them was an astonishing image, the tiny speck of sky scrutinized in such careful detail by man's most powerful telescope contained a kaleidoscope of hundreds upon hundreds of galaxies of various shapes, sizes, and colors. Looking through a tube of sky roughly the diameter of a human hair, they counted no fewer than 1,500 galaxies. Exploring the detectable limits of time and space, they concluded that the famous galaxies they had recorded were more than, get this, 10 billion light years away. Some of the brighter ones were quite close, only 2.5 billion light years in distance. Even more astonishing, scientists concluded that the universe contains far more galaxies than we can imagine, at least 100 billion and quite possibly more. Now, how big are those numbers? Well, let's put it into perspective. If you counted galaxies at the rate of 1 per second for 24 hours, you would take almost 32 years to reach 1 billion. You would spend more than 3 centuries to reach 100 billion. You know, the average Milky Way-sized galaxy is thought to contain more than 200 billion stars. Such astounding numbers quickly become meaningless. Who among us has not gazed up into the nighttime sky and wondered why are we here? What is our place in the universe? What is the purpose of life? Is there a creator? Does God exist? To discuss life's ultimate question, we're joined in the studio here by Steve Myers, a pastor in the United Church of God and a regular here on Good News Radio. Steve, well, we're going to take on a big subject today, aren't we?
We are. Good to be here, Gary.
You know, we take so much of life for granted. How unique are the factors that allow for life even to exist here on this planet?
We do take so much for granted, don't we? All the numbers that you just read, I mean, it reminds you how often do you even look up in the sky to realize what's out there. I think unique is the word. Unique is absolutely right because the Earth is unique. Just look at the place that we live. We couldn't live here if it hadn't been for the atmosphere. And when we look up at the moon or we look up at Mars or Venus or any of our neighboring planets, there is no atmosphere. And so without the direct conditions that we have here, it wouldn't be possible. And so we've got ozone. We hear a lot about that in the news. And the fact that without ozone, it wouldn't block the sun's radiation and we would all die. And so that's a unique situation as well. And not only that, but we've got a perfect mixture of gases. so that we can breathe and life can continue, that trees will use CO2 and, of course, we use oxygen. And what a perfect balance of things going on, that just plants itself helps us to sustain our life. Without them, it just wouldn't happen. And so there are a number of different things that make the Earth unique, even our crust, the crust of the Earth's surface itself. Scientists have said, well, it's just perfect. It's just perfect. It's not too thin. It's not too thick. And so it allows human life to exist as well. And just the fact that where we are, think about where we are in the solar system. We are at the perfect distance from the sun.
It would be too hot or too cold.
Too hot or too cold. Some scientists have said, well, even if there was just the smallest of difference, there would be no way that life could exist. In fact, you know what I've heard? Many articles have said just a 2% difference. If we were that much closer or that much farther away, we wouldn't be unique. We'd be like everybody else. Wow. So it is an amazing situation that the Earth is unique in the factors that allow us to sustain life.
You know, I don't think a lot of people realize even the moon, the fact that it plays such an importance in our environment.
The moon does. There's no doubt about it. Our moon is, you might say, extra big. Its size in comparison to other planets' moons, in comparison to Earth as well, is large size. And so then it has some effects that our moon has that other planets' moons wouldn't have. And so we've got the gravity of the moon that brings about this whole situation with the tides. And our oceans come in and they go out. And we understand that process really to contribute to those unique factors once again, that this gravitational pull allows the waters to be cleansed is really what happens in the whole scenario of the tides. And so by cleaning up the water, that also means there's going to be more nutrients. It's going to be fresher water, that life is going to be sustained in the oceans. And so it helps life itself on Earth, as well as the fact that just the orbit itself, that because of the way the Earth and the moon work together, it helps stabilize the Earth as we travel around the sun. So it's an amazing process.
And, of course, water, whenever they go to any planet, the first thing they look for is water. Without water, there's no life.
That's
there's
absolutely no life. True. No life whatsoever.
My wife and I went to the McDonald Observatory in the Davis Mountains of West Texas. And we got to look at the sun, you know, through this incredible telescope. And then at night, we got to look at the Milky Way through all these different telescopes and different planets. And, you know, it just became mind-boggling. If you take the Earth and you made it the size, or the sun, and you made it the size of an orange, then the Earth would be a speck of sand 30 feet away. Mm-hmm. And the planet Jupiter would be about a size of a cherry pit, but it would be two blocks away. Yeah, and so it just became mind-boggling. You start to use all these comparisons, and after a while, the mind can't accept it.
Yeah, that's right. The distance is, it's almost inconceivable how far it is. I mean, when you start measuring things in light years and how fast light travels, and you compare that to how slow we travel in our cars, I mean, it's an amazing thing when you look at that, that it would take so long to get anywhere, 8 years or 8 minutes it takes light just to get here. I mean, that is an amazing concept when you think about it. So the way that organization of the solar system is just phenomenal.
It's a big universe out there, and we exist on a little tiny speck. Why are we here? We'll be right back to discuss that in the next segment.
No question is more far-reaching than this. Does God exist? If there is no God, life has no purpose. There's no future beyond the grave. But if there is a creator, that changes everything. Can we know for sure? Request this free booklet to discover the truth. It's titled, Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? Call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
Welcome back to Good News Radio. Today we're discussing life's ultimate question with Steve Myers. You know, Steve, if someone came to you and asked for proof, does God exist, how would you answer?
There's proof. It depends on what basis you go by when you talk about proof of God and existence, especially in the way we talk about the universe. How did the universe get here? That's kind of the point we've led up to right. to this point, is how did it happen? Well, did it just happen? Did it just make itself? Obviously, there's nothing that we know of that bears that out. So if I, you know, have a home, does it just create itself? Well, no, somebody had to build it. And so it took a creator, it took a carpenter to build my house in the exact same way it took a creator to make the creation. And so in that way, I think that is an easy proof that it takes something or someone, some being, to create all this wonderful thing, especially when you look at how intricate it is and how it works together and how just precise it has to be. When you think of just that 2% difference of any direction that we would move our planet and there would be no life, well, did that just happen? Was that just happenstance? And the fact that we revolve around the sun and that there are certain laws of gravity in effect. Just the existence of laws itself, scientific laws, is another proof that it took a creator to make these things. It took a mind. It took the ultimate supernatural mind in order to create these things. Life itself, just the fact that life comes from life. That is a phenomenal thing. Do we see just life sprouting up? Why don't we see a process of things continuing to happen if really there was an evolutionary process? Is it just so long and drawn out? What's the problem here? Well, no, it's because it took a creator. In fact, you got to go to the Bible, because ultimately we know God is the creator. We know that Jesus Christ created all things, and God the Father had him do that for him in that sense. And so the Bible reveals that God created the world, and we could look to prophecy as an example of that. God prophesies many things in the Bible and shows that he is creator and that he works through these different things. So history reveals God. Science reveals God. The Bible talks about history and science many times. And what's interesting about the Bible, people think, oh, it's just a book with lots of interesting stories and things like that. But the interesting thing is when it mentions history, it's right. It's accurate. And it's no different with science. Now, the Bible's not a scientific book, but there are scientific things in the Bible. And when Bible mentions science and its effects, I mean, it mentions gravity. It mentions how the earth is just hung on nothing. And so when it mentions these things, the Bible is accurate when it talks about its scientific things. And so there's no doubt that over and over again, we can see that God exists, that God created the earth. And that's one of the proofs itself, that certainly God made all of these things.
But you know, I think it's a common argument from people who are evolutionists to say that we believe in God through faith. Faith is just non-tangible, unprovable. But evolution has real scientific evidence. Okay, how do you answer that one?
Well, exactly. God certainly says, you know, it takes faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So there is a measure of faith. But what is also interesting is people don't admit that it takes faith to believe in evolution. In fact, I believe it takes more faith than you could possibly muster to believe in evolution. Because to believe that the universe somehow created itself from nothing, the chain of events that would have to happen is unbelievable. You couldn't logically follow that through. It violates the fundamental laws of physics. It violates the fundamental laws of biology to say that it just happened, that life is just a blind chance, that it just was a random occurrence. What kind of faith does that take? Just the fact that evolution always starts from the fact that matter already was. Now, how did matter come into existence? Well, evolution takes it for granted that it already existed. So if you believe in evolution, you have to begin somewhere. And they begin with the fact that matter already exists.
Which is the fact, that is faith.
Absolutely, of course that is. And so you got to have faith in evolution to think that that's going to happen, that life would come from nothing, and it would just take thousands of eons of time to make that happen. And so we forget that evolution is a theory. It's not a fact. It's, and in fact, look it up in your dictionary. A second definition of a theory is an opinion. And that's probably the best you could come up with for evolution. In fact, famous evolutionists will even admit those things. Now, they don't admit it too openly, but there's an evolutionist who wrote the book The Blind Watchmaker. His name is Richard Dawkins. And he had an interesting quote in that book. He said this: the essence of life is statistical improbability on a colossal scale. And he goes on to say, whatever is the explanation for life, therefore it cannot be chance. He says the true explanation for the existence of life must embody the very antithesis of chance.
And this is the man who supports evolution by chance.
Right. Okay. I mean, it makes the point very clear that life can't come from nothing. That, yes, there was matter. God created it. God created all these things. And so there's even an interesting man named Sir Fred Hoyle. He is Britain's most famous astrophysicist. And he determined with some of his colleagues the probability of evolutionary things just starting by themselves. Now, starting with matter already, he calculated the odds for if evolution could take place. Now, imagine these odds if you were in Las Vegas and you were a betting person. He said it would come out to one chance in the number 1040 with, guess how many number zeros behind it? He said enough zeros to fill 7 pages. And so somebody might say, oh, so you're saying there's a chance? Well, no, of course there's not a chance. It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely contrary to existence. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. But that's not what you hear when you read scientific paper. You know, they jump right over all of these things, that it's just scientifically improbable, and like Dawkins said, on a colossal scale. And so the idea that it could just happen takes more faith than it would ever take for someone to read the pages of their Bible and believe in God.
So there is no proof that life on Earth evolved from lower forms of animals to higher forms of animals.
Well, proof? It's just ridiculous to assume that there would be any proof, especially when you look at, some people might say, well, look at the fossils, and that proves that this would happen. But there's an amazing situation there as well, because when you look at the fossil record, the fossils really tell the truth about evolution and the probability of evolution. There's a paleontologist. His name is Jay Gould. He's from Harvard University, one of the most renowned paleontologists around today. And this is what he said. He said, the history of most fossil species includes two features particularly inconsistent with gradualism. Of course, gradualism we know means that, you know, we started out as monkeys and eventually became human beings.
Now, I'm going to stop you here.
Okay.
So we have two things that are inconsistent, but we're going to make people wait a minute to listen. So we'll be back right after this.
No question is more far-reaching than this. Does God exist? If there is no God, life has no purpose. There's no future beyond the grave. But if there is a creator, that changes everything. Can we know for sure? Request this free booklet to discover the truth. It's titled, Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? Call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News Behind the Headlines.
Well, we're back on our final segment of today's Good News Radio. If you want a free copy of Does God Exist for you or a friend, all you have to do is call 1-800-966-9232. 9232. You know, before the break, you were talking about the fossil record, okay? So does the fossil record prove evolution?
Obviously not. We talked about Stephen Jay Gould, a Harvard University paleontologist. He said there were two problems. One was stasis, which basically meant things didn't change while they were on Earth. The animals didn't change. There's no record of that. And the other thing was sudden appearance, that suddenly there would be a new fossil of something that was totally different than what came before it. Now, why would that be? Well, because things are created, not that they evolved. And so there's all these gaps. You've probably heard of the gaps in the fossils. And what about the things that are in between? What about the links?
Missing links.
Yeah, the missing. We've all heard of that. Well, guess what? They aren't there. In fact, the very interesting thing about that, and maybe the funny thing about that, is science had to come up with a name for trying to figure out why there are gaps, why there are spaces, why there are missing links. And they call it taphonomy. And this whole area of science is to explain why there are missing parts. And so it's an amazing thing when you look at it like that. And the effect of evolution is an amazing thing. Now, what, because people believe in evolution, then there is no God to them. And so what's the direct result? The direct result is, well, if there's no God and we just came about, well, then there's no law, there's no morals, there's nothing to worry about. You know, I can be nihilistic, which basically just means that I'm in charge and I can do what I want to do. God doesn't exist. The universe came into being by itself. And so I don't have to worry about values. I can do what I want and I don't have to feel guilty about it. And when you think about that, doesn't that describe our society today?
Meaninglessness.
Meaningless. Or I might be a humanist, which means, you know, I can care about people if I want to, or I can decide for myself, and I can be moral, but I decide what that really means. It's what I think I should do. As long as I'm not hurting anybody else, you know, that's kind of our law system today. If you're not hurting anybody else, you can do whatever you want.
But this really brings us to the vital question, okay? A person proves there's a creator. We know that this didn't happen by happenstance. Why us? Why did God create human beings?
That is the key. God is creating us and has created human beings to create a family. When you look all the way at the very beginning of your Bible, God said, let us make man in our image. At us and our, here we have God the Father and Jesus Christ talking to each other. And they want to have a family. And we see that in the plan of God. We have a father. God the Father, Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, what was he called? The Son of Man. He was called the Son of God. And so we have a father, we have a son. Jesus Christ in the Bible is also called our elder brother. And so Christ taught that, and he taught the disciples how to pray. How did he start? Our Father, who art in heaven. So we see that family relationship come through all the time through the Bible, that God is creating a family. In fact, Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, it says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Christ, our elder brother. What a fantastic blessing that is. God created us because he's creating a spiritual family. Now you might say, oh boy, that sounds nuts. That's crazy. There's no way. Well, Paul hit it right on the head, 1 Corinthians 15. He said, I'm telling you a mystery. And it might sound just like that. It might sound like, what are you talking about? Is that? I've never heard anything like that before. And yet, that's what he said. He said, we're not all going to die, but we all will be changed. There'll come a time when Jesus Christ returns, and what's going to happen? People will be raised. There will be a resurrection. It will be made spirit. And we will be ultimate members of the God family. And that's the whole purpose. God is creating his own family.
What an incredible truth. We're going to have to explore this more on another program.
All right.
Thanks for being with us today.
Great. Good to be here, Gary.
The all-inspiring truth is that God is creating a family. He is the father of that family. How did Jesus Christ reveal God to his disciples as our Father in heaven? God invites us, he invites you, into a father-child relationship. If you would like to find out how you can have this wonderful relationship with the creator of this incredible universe, call for your free copy of Does God Exist? By calling this toll-free number, all you have to do, make the call, it's free, 1-800-966-9232. The call is free, the booklet is free, the answers you discover may change your life. John in Arizona asked about the Good News program, what denomination are we? We are sponsored by the United Church of God, which is a non-denominational Christian church, and therefore we try to reach people from all different types of churches and backgrounds with the truth of the Scripture. If you would like to respond to today's Good News Radio Challenge, you can email us at gnradio@ucg.org. That's gnradio@ucg.org. And we do occasionally respond on the air to our messages, both pro and con. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping the future God wants for you and simply going on the way you have been. The choice is up to you. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
No question is more far-reaching than this. Does God exist? If there is no God, life has no purpose. There's no future beyond the grave. But if there is a Creator, that changes everything. Can we know for sure? Request this free booklet to discover the truth. It's titled, Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? Call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio program, presented by the publishers of the Good News magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.